News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The rhododendron situation has gone so bad now, Minister. Nothing short of calling in the army is going to put it right.
Show me a shed there, Devon. I'm not surprised. Cut the party, cut the minimum wage. I am not one bit surprised.
That's the first question when you go into a restaurant. Do you have the whiffy coat?
Don't speak to Deputy McSherry. Deputy McSherry, you will not speak to the chair like that.
I can't speak to anybody.
You won't speak to
you
the chair.
I can't speak to anybody.
I suspend the house for 5 minutes.
Now, here on News Talk Breakfast, we're going to take in some of the bellwether constituencies in the upcoming general election. I suppose they're the ones on Sunday morning that, as the tallies are coming in, that are going to give an indication of what the wider picture is. We're starting this morning, Kieran, with Limerick City.
Yeah, Limerick City, which was the successor to the old Limerick East. It's around since 2011. So just the scores on the doors the last time round, it's worth reminding people. Willie O'Dea topped the poll. He got over of a quarter of the first preference vote with 13,000 votes there. He was the first elected. Maurice Quinlivan followed him into Dáil Éireann. He was second elected. He's, of course, the sitting Sinn Féin TD. Michael Noonan came in next on Count 6. And then Jan O'Sullivan scraped in as well of the Labour Party on Count 6, just ahead of Kieran O'Donnell, the second Fine Gael candidate. He was a sitting TD at the time. He got a higher percentage of the first preference vote, but Jan O'Sullivan then obviously benefiting on transfers. So those are the scores on the doors the last time round. This time around, all of those are sitting again, minus, of course, Michael Noonan. So for Fine Gael, you have Kieran O'Donnell, the aforementioned former TD, now a senator. He is running for Fine Gael. He is joined by his colleague in the Shannon, Maria Byrne. So those are the two Fine Gael candidates. For Fianna Fáil, Willie O'Dea, who topped the poll, sitting TD, and Councillor James Collins, more on them. And on Deputy Maurice Quinlivan for Sinn Féin, there had been talk, apparently, down in Limerick, that Sinn Féin were going to run a second candidate, possibly, given how well Maurice Quinlivan did the last time. Maybe some of those polls that didn't show Sinn Féin doing that well and those bad local election results in the last 12 months put paid to that idea. So he is running on his own. Jan O'Sullivan is running again for the Labour Party. You've got Councillor Brian Leddon of the Green Party, Mary Callan from Solidarity People Before Profit, Jenny Blake is running for the Social Democrats, Michael Ryan for AN2, Rebecca Barrett for the National Party, and Councillor Frankie Daly, an independent, who has come in from the outside, from the bookies' point of view, in the last few days. Certainly, if this was a five-seater, his name would be in amongst it. It might be too much of an uphill task, though, for him to take one of the four seats, although all that could change in the next few days. So those are the people who are running this time around. That is the Limerick constituency. But I suppose people listening, Shane, are wondering, why is Limerick a bellwether?
Because if Fianna Fáil win two seats here, Micheál Martin is going to be Taoiseach. And they should win two seats here. You mentioned Willie O'Dea. He got, I think it was a quota and a third last time around. He's going to get that with bells on this time. He could easily get 17,000 votes the way things are going. So the question is, can he bring in a running mate? He will be under huge pressure within Fianna Fáil to bring in James Collins with him. Now, it goes against the grain for Willie, you know. How did PJ Maher? He wasn't talking about Willie specifically, but vote for Marty and F the party was the strategy of a lot of candidates over the years. Willie, understandably, like most TDs, most politicians will be concentrating on his own vote. But if he wants to be in cabinet, he needs to bring a running mate with him. And at that kind of tally, you know, if he's getting a quota and a half, then there should be a second Fianna Fáil seat there.
So is the question then, is what the reason we're looking at this from a Fianna Fáil point of view, is that they know the votes are out there. Fianna Fáil know the votes are out there. Whether Micheál Martin is Taoiseach or who he goes into government with, how many seats he get, to a large extent, I suppose it relies on getting that vote out and not seeing that slip in the next few days, but vote management.
Managing it,
which is what we're talking about.
Yeah. If you can't get two seats out of being ahead in the polls and having a huge vote getter like Willie O'Dea, if you can't get two seats out of that, then I think you're going to be struggling nationwide. I think they will get the second seat. I think Fianna Fáil will get two seats here. I think Fine Gael will take one seat. Actually, if you look at the local elections, very little between the two big parties in that constituency, but obviously the Willie O'Dea factor comes into play and momentum with Fianna Fáil comes into play. Sinn Féin, it depends on whether you believe the opinion polls, which show Sinn Féin at something like, what, 18, 19% nationally, or 20% even in some, or last year's local election results, where they got about 7.5% of the vote in Limerick City. If it's the local election result, well, then I think
Mars Quinlivan is out.
He's in serious, serious trouble. So if you take it, there's two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael. I think the fourth seat is between Quinlivan, Labour Party. John O'Sullivan is under serious pressure. I see Boyle Sports have her out at, they have it at 6-4 in the odds, which is high odds for a sitting TD. You mentioned Frankie Day, the independent. The other unknown in this one is the Green Party. It'll be fascinating to watch the Green Party vote here. Brian Leddon, he's 2-1 with the bookies. I'm hearing he has a real chance, and Greens will pick up transfers across the board. So it is an absolute dogfight for that last seat. Jan O'Sullivan under serious pressure, but I think on balance, I'm going to go for two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael. I just think John O'Sullivan might just squeak home.
Okay.
If it's a really...
So Sinn Féin down a seat.
If Sinn Féin are having a good day nationally, if they're anything close to the polls, then they win this seat. But if they're not, if those polls are exaggerated, well, then this seat is in play. And I think John O'Sullivan might just have the edge.
All right. Limerick City, a bellwether constituency for lots of different reasons. For the Green Party, for Labour, for Sinn Féin, but mostly, I suppose, as we said, for Fianna Fáil. Can they get the vote out and then manage that vote properly to ensure they get two TDs? That is the first of our bellwether constituencies. We will have more during the week that will, I suppose, look locally but tell a national story.